Yeah, and this is in New South Wales, but I'd like to know if this happens all around Australia, and particularly in Queensland. What's happened, boys, is that parents are being told not to be too generous with presents for their children's teachers. The state's public school principals have reinforced a strict gift-giving rule, and parents' groups say that they just want to express their gratitude to hard-working teachers, especially after such a horror year. Mm. So you cannot give gifts of cash, you cannot give vouchers, and you cannot give a gift that's valued at over $50. If it is over $50 worth, I don't know, you get a receipt, you send the receipt off, it then has to be looked at by the school's discretionary board to see whether or not the teacher can accept it. Do you reckon this is fair enough? I mean, it's a thank you to the teachers. Is this over the top? Is it necessary to bring in rules?
On the flip side of that, do you think giving a big gift means better grades for your child?
That's the problem. Is it a bribe? Are some parents going to be bribing teachers with an expensive gift? That's the thing. They're calling it a school Grinch bribery warning. Did you used to give your teachers a special present at the end of the year?
We made cupcakes and all that. Well, my mum did. Made cupcakes for our teachers or whatever. But it was just more of a thank you. It wasn't a trying to bribe kind of thing. Because they do actually, you think about it, teachers become your parent during the day, you know? It's, I don't know.
Well, yeah. My mother gave the gift of me.
Oh, my God.
she just wanted to get rid of me.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, let's send her the bill. I've just been thinking about this. There was one particularly cruel priest that I had at boarding school, and there's a special gift I would love to give him. I was thinking a luxury 2-week cruise on the Ruby Princess.
That's probably too good for him, mate. That's probably too good for him. I think we're probably going a little bit too PC now. Like, if you want to spend $100 on your teacher, why is there rules? I don't think $100 gift is going to change the rules.
I think there's got to be some sort of cap there, I guess, and I understand what they're trying to do.
But I didn't know this, though. You know, when it comes to teachers' marking, because I got school friends, friends who are school teachers, their marking goes to a board who actually checks the marking to make sure you're not favouriting some students. So maybe that's, I don't know.
There you go. Well, spend a big on the kids.
Well, what's happened in New South Wales, the Department of Education, they have a code of conduct policy, right? Mm. And it states you must never ask for money, gifts, or benefits, and you must never accept any offer of money or accept a gift or a benefit greater than $50. Because in the past, some kids have been giving teachers wads of cash and holidays and all sorts of things.
Jesus. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
1-333-53. Let's take some calls. You give your parents, the school teachers, gifts. Are you a school teacher who's receiving these gifts? Do you think this should happen? Is it bribery? What? 1-333-53.
Or is it just mean?
Yeah, I think it's to take it away from the school teachers don't get paid enough. I think it's just something nice for them. Anyway.
Maybe do the old school, like what we used to get as a Christmas gift. Give them a Christmas ham. Each and every child gives the teacher
Who's
a Christmas ham.
A Christmas ham for a gift.
Well, or a what about a pork sausage? There you go.
Oh my God. 1-333-53. Morning to our vegans. We'll take your calls after Eskimo Joe. Luke Pona from the night shift. Thank you for the call, mate.
You're welcome.
My God, hilarious. Yeah. Your call's up next here, Triple M.